and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Our special guest today is the co-founder of Christian Harvest International, Rebecca Greenwood. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And next, at Morningside USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yes, hi there.
Glad to have my kids here with me today. And Nana's back home.
I'm back home. Yay. Wow.
We want to welcome our audience today. We're so thrilled to always have a beautiful audience.
Yes.
And Edith Stewart is sitting here right in the front row.
Edith.
And they used to live here. And her husband is
Pastor
just one
Gerald.
Of the... Gerald was just... He's totally was one of the greats on the earth, I think.
Yeah,
absolutely. Amen. And he's in heaven with Jesus and my mom and all of our loved ones that have gone before us and are cheering us on right now. Right,
Edith, how old are you?
87.
Wow. 87. Is that right?
So beautiful. Wow.
You're looking good. We saw her the other night at the Dino 80th birthday concert, which was an amazing concert,
wasn't it,
Mondo?
Oh, I was mesmerized to see Dino there, Sandy Patty. I had no idea who Sandy Patty was.
Don't ever say that again.
No, no,
don't you ever? That is one of my dear friends.
I always tell you, all the viewers, I'm just a student of the word. I'm a student of life, and I'm learning. Yeah. There's so much to learn. But I fell in love with the move of God in that room. And I'm putting together... a piece for behind the scenes that is going to be fantastic. And if you're not a member of the PTL club every single month, you're going to miss out.
You got pieces of the video already?
I got about 30 minutes that is behind the scenes exclusive material that no one has.
Music,
it's not out yet.
Music too?
Music and Dino, you know, and the cake and you got to become a member because my exclusive is going to be so nice.
You know, they promised to come on the show, they're going to all come together, is from what I've been told. I'm praying for it anyway to have them. And I talked to Patty.
Sandy
Patty and her husband. And he is a marvelous singer. I didn't even know he was a great singer.
He
just brought the house down.
Yeah.
And he's promised to come. She's promised to come.
You know they do a podcast?
No.
The two of them. Yeah.
You're kidding.
They do a podcast.
I bet that's popular.
It is. And during our COVID time, the dark COVID time, you know, there wasn't a lot of singing going on.
Have you met Sandy Patty?
I've never met her, but during that time, I actually was able to sing with her because she was doing a class for the choir members, and it was vocal class.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I would sit in my office. And we had some moments a couple of those days, and it brought tears to my eyes, and I was able to do a vocal warm-up every day with Sandy Patty.
Oh, that's awesome.
But isn't Sandy a sweetheart?
She is, and for her to do that for nothing, for free, really touched my heart. I thought that was beautiful.
I don't know. I met her in the past, you know, but it's been so long, and I felt like I was meeting her for the first time, and she's like, I hate to say this, but she's like a grandmother. I mean, she's so sweet.
Honey, she's my age. You can't say she's like a grandmother.
Well, you're a grandmother.
Well, I know. She's a grandmother, too.
I think you and I are in trouble.
You have to say,
I get in trouble every day.
I know
you have to say that she has a big, loving heart.
She has a big, loving heart. She's
so
loving,
sweet.
Loving, kind heart, and she cares
she's so
about
famous
everyone.
That I didn't know she'd be that sweet.
Yeah.
A lot of times famous people aren't sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
I love Sandy Patty. I've never met her.
Oh,
but, you know, I trained to sing opera for 9 years.
No.
Yes, I did. So when I was still, like, in the more denominational churches, I would sing her specials on Sunday morning.
Wow.
Why don't you sing on my show?
I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. Not here. He'll make you sing.
I can
that.
Hear it in your voice.
You
so
can
that you could,
hear
that
it.
I make you sing right now, but
you want, I can sing the first verse of Amazing Grace. Y'all can sing that a cappella.
Yes.
A cappella?
Yeah, I can do it a cappella. You want me to do that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. Yes.
All right, now I haven't warmed up, so I don't know what it's going to be like. So here we go.
This is beautiful.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Next time you come, I expect the whole concert.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have a Beck and Greenwood.
I almost had you sing with her, Sue. So
I know. I was waiting.
I didn't know if that's the right tune for you or not, it's or awesome. Notes.
When we've been there 10,000 years.
Yes, sing it, girls.
Woo. Bright shining as the to sing our God's praise. And when we first begun.
Wow. Beautiful.
Wow, that was awesome sitting between these two singers.
I love it.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Very few people can sing a cappella.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Did you all know that?
It's true.
Only great singers
you have to have
can
a
sing
a
cappella.
Wow.
They can't do it.
That was
they
beautiful, guys.
Oh, yay. Yay. High five.
Hey, next time, Rebecca.
On a tour.
That was very special, amen.
You never know what you're going to get.
Wow.
But you know, one of the special things behind the scenes with Miss Sandy Patty is a story that I never heard in 24 years. And I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to become a member to hear this story, because the power of God was in that room celebrating 80 years of Dino's life. And Dino has been a pillar in Christianity. And I want to tell you something. One of the great moments in that night is how the Holy Spirit was ushered into the room. And when you see the video, you will understand. Look at this video.
Wow.
I have. This is just behind the scenes.
Yeah, there's an amazing orchestra.
And the great orchestra and huge.
Choir.
Wow.
Probably 300 voice choir.
Wow.
And from all over, and it was absolutely
beautiful.
Incredible.
Mm. And his piano.
Oh. And Dino, 80 years old, birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. Did a beautiful job.
Beautiful.
I mean, it was a rapturous concert.
And then Sandy and her husband sang the prayer, and he sang in Italian. We captured this whole moment.
Yeah.
Listen, become a member today. Right. You don't want to miss out. Just talking about it doesn't do justice.
You're talking about the monthly membership.
The monthly PTL Club membership, Sue, is the key to really seeing behind the scenes like you've never seen before.
Right.
And I'm going to take you backstage
we
with
have
some of the great people.
We have hundreds probably already of videos that are there for the monthly partners,
that's
those
right.
who join with us.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, you are the man that goes where no man dares to go.
You know, I've learned one thing from you is that when the countdown goes, 3, 2, 1, the new Mondo comes on. But when the cameras are off, it seems like people are just vulnerable in that moment. Mm.
Yes.
And when people are vulnerable, they speak their heart. Like Dino.
Well, they relax.
Absolutely,
you know?
Because it's not intrusive. Now you got to understand, I've earned my way to do that because I've known a lot of these people for 20-some years. So they know my intent is not to put them on blast, or when they tell me to stop, they want to share private stuff,
right.
I turn it off. You
That's
know what I mean?
True.
So I am respectful, but I know there's great moments behind the scenes with Dino
but
sharing.
You kept taping in the dressing room.
Yes.
And Lori went in there, and you swear these two ladies knew each other.
They became BFFs, best friends forever, instantly.
Oh, I
mean,
love
it
that.
Was unbelievable. And the stories that came out as they were talking, it is an amazing story that I didn't know.
No. Wow. People, there's a lot of stories you don't know.
I don't know. Who is this woman I married?
But you will find out if you become a member this month, then.
That's right.
I am a member.
Yes, he is.
But that's what I love, Deb, is this new PTL Club. We just launched it on July 4th, so it's brand new. It's a PTL Club that we have launched just for you. Anyone who partners, you know, this ministry is built on partnership to help us to continue to broadcast the gospel. So when you become a monthly partner to the ministry, any donation that you can give to help partner with us on a monthly basis, that helps us to continue to bring our guests for the voice of the prophets and to continue to minister to you. But what I love, Dad, is this now offers them complete access, free access to our archives and the libraries we have from literally 1999, your sermons, conferences that have never been seen, that you've preached at. All of this exclusive content is items that you will have direct access. Every month, we are uploading new materials. As Mondo said, there's behind the scenes. Olivia and the grandkids have just launched the PTL Kids. So they're ministering to their generations. And so we're truly utilizing this to say, Lord, we're going out into the world, utilizing media, utilizing the platform that you have given us. There's Dad on the screen where he's bringing you important messages. As worldwide events are taking place, we want to come live to you and go live into your home.
I can do it right from my house.
You can. That's right. That's what we were. That was There's one, Olivia. Dad, where we just said we set up a camera and Dad just went live and he began to share his heart. And that was when you gave a message about Roe v. Wade and the overturning, that great historical moment in our history. And we were able to hear what God was speaking to you and what God was saying to the nation during that time. And so this is an exciting thing for the ministry. We're expanding our network. We realize that even as times have changed, the ministry is changing to be a part of the great revival that will come from media, that will come from reaching and spreading the gospel through the airways. And so you can join up to $30 donation to the ministry. That's for the Count Me In. We also have the Jubilee offer, which is the $50 a month. If you can do $50 a month to help support us, or we also have the President's Club, and that's a $100 donation to the ministry. These are monthly partnerships of you just standing with us to help us to continue to provide the voice of the Prophets Network around the world.
And I want to mention one more thing. This is my moment of excitement because exclusive offers just for you that you're not going to get anywhere else.
That's right.
Just like the items that we're going to talk about. Yeah. Christmas items are becoming the hit of the summer. Did you know that?
Yes.
Every report I'm reading, people are starting to shop for Christmas
right
now. Matter of fact, my wife started last week, and I said, what are you doing?
Yes.
I said, I'm getting ready for Christmas.
I started too, yes.
But I want to tell you something. We have some great offers for you, so don't tune away.
But what was the news today?
Oh, man. I'm so glad you brought that up because this is the latest headline regarding the economy. Don't expect big consumer brands to lower prices soon. And this is why, listen, yesterday I had a huge lesson to understand what's happening in our world right now with economics. What they're going to do is that everything in life is going to, all the prices are going to rise. They make them rise to the point where they're not going to make anything affordable, so everything behind the scenes can catch up and then things can be lowered down. Our way of life as we know it right now is changed. Mm-hmm. Within 24 hours, I used to preach a sermon, life can change in 24 hours. Well, guess what? Life has changed within 24 hours. The economy has changed, yet this ministry is making it possible for you to do your shopping and to still be able to give gifts during Christmas, because we believe that in God's economy, we're going to have to work together.
Yeah.
Yet when you look at the headlines, It tells you that everything, all the consuming products that we intake, that we bring into our homes, are rising. That means the price of your home is rising, meaning if your mortgage, your insurance, everything that we do on a daily basis is going to rise to a point that we're going to need God's help and we're going to need one another during this time.
Right.
But in the next few hours, the president is coming on television to give a message that finally, hopefully, admitting that what the experts have told us yesterday, that we are in a recession. They can't lie about it anymore. They can't pretend like it didn't happen. This blame game that is taking place. Well, it was the last president. Well, it was the fact is that we are in a recession now. Now we need a plan. Mm-hmm. And what is the plan? We're going to need one another. We still continue to support ministries. This is not the time where you stop supporting ministries. This is the time where we continue to support the ministry with $20, $30. I mean, we got gift items that are going to change your Christmas forever, yet we're doing everything possible to keep the prices as low as we can.
It's going to take a miracle for this ministry to survive beyond Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't say that, but that is the truth. It is a difficult, difficult time for ministries to exist, but we're believing God for miracles.
Yeah.
And so what we've decided to do today is have a Christmas in the middle of summer.
Yes. Yeah.
And
summertime.
Believe God that, you know, we've gone into our warehouse and we've reduced 50% cost.
That's right.
For everyone to order any Christmas, and it'll save you for Christmas shopping. You could do that right now.
Yeah.
Save you the money, help you to get ready for a Christmas that might be pretty dark. So if you want to give something special today and help us, we've got the 50% off. And for instance, I have one of these here. This is something that we all picked out. Tammy Sue likes to take the credit for this one. This is her favorite piece
he
here.
He stole it from me before the show.
Yes.
This is Mary and Joseph on their way to Bethlehem.
Beautiful.
This is a pregnant Mary riding on the donkey.
Yeah.
And she's barefooted.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Yes.
Tammy Sue.
I asked him specifically to mention that. I think it's wonderful.
Yes.
I know mom loves it too. I mean, it's just beautiful.
But this is something that is so rare. I don't even know if you can get them anymore. We have them in stock because we stock this piece.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be the last time we're going to be able to offer it. We'll offer it this year, and that's it. So if anyone would like to have that, it's for only $25.
Wow.
And it is it's really a masterpiece. It is just,
it really is.
Just
it's absolutely beautiful.
So just ask for Mary and Joseph on the way to Bethlehem for a gift of just $25. It'll make delightful Christmas giving gift.
It's wonderful when you know how you go and you get your Christmas decorations out.
Yeah.
Every year now.
Every year,
this,
right?
I love
you
it.
You love this one. Later.
Oh, I love it. I love it because I've never really seen any figurine where you have Mary pregnant with baby Jesus. I mean, it's just precious.
We have one of these at our home.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You have one in front of you that I like.
This is the Keep Christ
and Christmas
right here. This is the Keep Christ and Christmas nativity set. So we have multiple different types of nativity sets available during this special sale that we're doing. This is for a donation of $30 to the ministry. A lot of these gifts that we're providing today are even beyond 50% off the original offer prices because we want to bless you. But this is the Keep Christ and Christmas for a $30 love gift to the ministry. All these offers that we're talking about, they all include shipping and handling, but there's different nativity scenes for different homes and different styles.
Yeah. Now that Christmas scene, we love that so much. We have that at our house too.
Yeah, that's right. This is resin.
It's all connected and the grandchildren can play with it because it doesn't
that's
have
right.
little pieces
doesn't
that
have
fall
pieces.
Apart.
Yeah.
It's all fastened together. So
yes.
it's really a beautiful, beautiful scene. And it's very reasonably priced.
Yeah.
At
well, I
$30.
Can say you probably could never find this type of nativity scene for this offer, but we want to bless you. And this is a way to help bless the ministry, right, too, for you to stand with us during our time of need. And we're hoping that you will call us to place your order. As we're even talking about this, you can place your order at jimbakershow.com. I encourage you, go to the website. You can see all the offers. There's so many offers available that we don't even have enough time to discuss them on this broadcast, but we are having right now a Christmas extravaganza up to over 50% off of the offer amounts on our website, jimbakershow.com. You can also call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588.
Absolutely.
Now, I got to go quickly because
yes,
we got a lot more to do on the show today. But this is, I'm a red truck fan.
Yes. We know.
We love the red truck.
And this is a globe of snow globe. It snows, and it is just, I just think it's a lovely little thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm a red truck fan. It has a red truck and a Christmas tree, and it has a Christmas music and all. That's only $20, is that right?
That's right, $20 donation to the ministry, yes.
And so these are unusual gifts. And things that you'll love having, get your Christmas shopping done now.
Okay, so what else do we have real quick, Tammy?
I have the laser cut nativity scene. I absolutely love this for, you know, your table with candles behind it or on your mantle of your fireplace.
Yeah.
This is a great deal if you've downsized, you know.
Yeah, you can light candles behind it.
Behind
it, shines
yes.
through. It's beautiful.
Or put it on your Christmas table to eat dinner. Mm-hmm. I think it's lovely for $25. I think that's a great deal.
Yeah.
And what does Mondo have?
I have the David and Goliath kit bundle for a donation of $25 to the ministry. You're going to receive one set of the David and Goliath play set, which brings 16 pieces, 14 characters that is in this set right here. Plus, you get the Superbook DVD, A Giant Adventure, David and Goliath, and of course, the Superbook, A Giant Adventure book to read along with it, and all for a donation of $25 to the ministry. And I got one more.
All our grandchildren have
they
them.
They do.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to have to show them.
Love them.
That's
you
right.
Sure you got twins. So
I have twins.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
right.
And then, of course, I have the 101 Bible bedtime stories that you don't want to miss.
My favorite.
This is for a donation of $15 to the ministry. Shipping and handling is included. Yeah.
$15.
This is a beautiful
amazing.
Book. I don't have time to go into
pictures.
It. Go,
yes.
Oh, just look at this. Full.
That's my favorite is the color. It comes to life.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And all of our grandchildren received them for Christmas gifts last year. And then we write in there, you know, to whoever, whatever grandchild it is out of the many, like to Grayson, and we love you. Keep Jesus in your heart. You always grandma and grandpa.
Let me mention, too, we also have the nativity set. So this is the play set.
Ooh,
this is for
great.
Christmas. All you grandmas, it's like, I love having this out so the kids can play with it. They can interact with it. So you can see it on your screen right there. There's 16 pieces, the entire nativity scene, along with the Superbook, The First Christmas, The Birth of Jesus DVD, along with the book as well. So you'll receive the book, the DVD, plus the play set, and that's for a donation of $25 to the
Those
ministry.
Are great.
That includes shipping and handling. These are just amazing, amazing
great.
Offers that
One
we
One of our
have
children
right
was
now.
Playing with this set and said, what is angels?
Yes,
and
that's right.
What a way to teach your kids by having
the little
this,
babies.
Yeah,
this, these
absolutely.
Type of things. Well, do something today. Pray about becoming a Christmas friend to us right now, because we need a miracle before Christmas if we're going to make it to Christmas. Mm-hmm. So please help us today. We're happy to have Rebecca with us today. Rebecca Greenwood is the co-founder of Christian Harvest International, which ministers to the nations through prophetic intercession, spiritual warfare, prayer, and teaching the Word of God. So we want to welcome her back to our program today, Rebecca Greenwood.
Thank you so much for having me.
Rebecca, you're very close with our dear friends Mike and Cindy Jacobs, who have just done so much to influence our ministry.
Yes.
How do you
and
know
the
that?
World.
Oh, we have known each other since the 90s. Remember the prayer and spiritual warfare movement in the 90s? Mm-hmm. And I was at all of those conferences that Peter Wagner led and that she spoke at. And so, and then we moved to Colorado Springs in 2000 to work at the World Prayer Center with Peter and Doris Wagner and Chuck Pierce. Mm-hmm. And I took all of her Wagner Leadership Institute courses on women in ministry. So they are like family to us.
Wow.
You know, people that know Cindy really well,
right.
And Mike, you know, Cindy, when she calls, sometimes you're real excited, and other times you're like, oh no, what is she about to assign me to,
right?
That's true.
Yeah.
So,
it's true.
But they are like family to us. Yeah. They to know us, our children. Yeah. We know their children.
Yes.
We, you know, just we've lived life together. We've done ministry together. She's a friend. She's a mentor. She's a mama in my life. We were texting yesterday.
And back and forth.
She's so excited that I'm here. So
good.
Long history.
They're really in our family. And, you know, the church is a family of God.
Yes.
And this is very important, that relationship we have with one another. You have a passion for intercession, not just for people, but also for cities and nations. When did you first discover this passion?
Oh, I discovered that passion in 1993 and 94. I was already called to intercession, but a really good friend of mine gave me a book called Reese Howe's Intercessor by Norman Grubb. And it talked about this man's life who prayed in intercession to shape the history of nations.
Hmm.
And you know how you'll get a book or you'll hear a teaching, but something comes alive in you. It's awakened.
Mm-hmm.
So what was so amazing when I was reading this book, and I was young, you know, I'm 55 now. Woohoo! I'm proud of my age.
Yes. So,
anyway, double grace, right?
Yeah. Double grace, right.
So, but this was back in 93 and 94, and so I was in my mid-20s, right?
Yeah.
And
and
I had a young daughter. And I was reading a chapter a day.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor Jim, every time I would go to sleep at night, I would have a dream. And I would have this dream, and I would get up, and I'd read the next chapter in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was reading is what I had dreamt the night before, just in a different version where I was in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on this journey of supernatural encounters with Jesus, where he was calling me to the nations and saying, you have a mantle of prayer and intercession and prophecy for the nations. And when you run with people like Cindy Jacobs, who prophesy and who point their finger in your face and say, you are a prophet to the nations, and you are called as an intercessor to the nations. And this began to wake up within me in a very deep way. And so I got involved in the prayer movement in the 90s, where we would go out and we'd pray every other year in a nation around the world. And that began the journey of what we have begun doing in our ministry and what we've been doing in our ministry now for over 30 years.
Amen.
So it's been a part of our identity and who we are.
Yeah. Rebecca, what is the Lord saying to you about America and the state of our nation?
Well, you know, I had an encounter with Jesus in 2019 in my prayer room in intercession. Mm-hmm. And I was praying for the United States, and he gave me a vision. And it was interesting because it started in 2019, going into 2024 and 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Jesus standing above the map of the United States in different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to speak to me about the shaking that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that in the midst of this shaking, that there would be a glory awakening that would begin to occur. So even in the midst of the shaking that we're in, that we're in a period of grace and awakening, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, but he said there would be all this chaos that would begin to unfold. But in the midst of the chaos, the church's eyes would be open to the level of corruption that is going on, and there would be
That's
a righteous holiness movement that would awaken throughout different areas of the U.S. He then spoke to me that we would see a state-by-state movement concerning abortion.
Wow.
And that there would be 28 states by 2024 that would change their legislation. Mm-hmm. That when there was a heartbeat of a child, mm-hmm. that abortion would become illegal. Mm-hmm. He showed me within those 28 states, he didn't give me the exact number of those states, but within those 28 states, he said some would even change their legislation and call abortion murder.
Mm.
And so so we're seeing all this, yes, unfold now with Roe versus Wade and what's, that's sweeping, right, across at a state level.
We sure are.
And so I believe that we're in a real time of, we're already there, mm-hmm, shaking and chaos. But at that same time, that there's an awakening and a, mm-hmm, revival and a fire, mm, that is occurring,
mm-hmm,
within the church, that, mm-hmm, we're seeing the Lord do amazing things. I was in D.C., ministering in April, and I'll share this, and I know that we have a lot to talk about, but this was so encouraging, and this was right before the leak happened, mm, with how the, yeah, Supreme Court was going to rule with, right, Roe, yes, versus Wade.
Right.
And you know you're ministering and you don't like feel like this incredible presence or anointing, and, mm-hmm, I know you just had my friends on, John and Jolene Hamill,
yeah,
and they came to support them, me in the,
yes,
service that night.
Aww.
And he came up and he sat down next to me and he said, there's a breaker anointing on you, and, mm, by the time you're, mm, done speaking, a breakthrough angel is going to come and sound its trumpet. And I, mm-hmm, said, okay, but I believe in prophecy, right?
Sure.
So he walks off, I'm like, Holy Spirit, let my faith get where his is, you,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
Lord.
Right.
And so I got up to speak, and I entered into this prophetic message there, mm, that began to occur, and God's glory and presence fell in that meeting. And John Hamill shouted to me. He said, Becca, make the declaration you're hearing. Make it. Do the warfare. And I know we're talking about glory warfare. The, mm-hmm, Holy Spirit prompted me to break the power of a python spirit in our nation's, mm-hmm, capital, mm-hmm, in the courts, in,
yes,
in the streets, in the House, in the Senate, in the White House, mm-hmm, over the church.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did that, he then prompted me to talk about Acts 4, about after Peter, the great beautiful moment, mm-hmm, and they were persecuted, and they, mm-hmm, came back and told the believers, and they prayed for fire, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
For signs and wonders and unrestrained boldness, and there was a shaking. And then it said after that they all were like-minded. There was no selfishness, mm-hmm, and there was unity among,
yes,
them.
Yes.
So the Lord had me slip into that after I broke that spirit.
Mm.
And Pastor Jim, I shouted fire. And when I did, I said, I don't know about you all, but I'm going to shout fire. And when I did, all 200 people at that gathering, mm, stood up in unison and started shouting, fire!
Yes.
And when they did, the Holy Spirit and the glory crashed into that service.
Mm.
He took over that service. It was like a Welsh revival, mm, service.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this angel came into the room and began to blow the trumpet of breakthrough,
mm,
in our nation's,
praise
capital,
God,
across the nation. And God swept across that auditorium, healings, deliverances. It was the most profound, mm, beautiful service I've ever been in. And then within 36 hours was when the leak came,
oh,
about the decision about Roe versus,
wow,
Wade. And we knew the enemy was trying to push back,
sure,
what God,
absolutely,
was releasing. There has been all prayer.
Yes.
We're not taking credit from that night. There have been, yes, so many people,
she's
praying.
Right.
But when that trumpet blew, we knew that a breakthrough was,
yes,
coming,
amen,
against this death and in our nation, against the unborn. And we're seeing those things.
Yes. Yes,
so I think, just like what I talk about in the book, you know, we're arising and shining, and that there's darkness that we see, and, mm-hmm, it's increasing, but the glory in us is rising more than the darkness, so we can see God move in this awakening and revival and the harvest of souls, even in the midst
harvest
of the darkness and the,
yeah,
chaos.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Amen.
The darker it is, the lighter and,
amen,
brighter we shine, and it's going to get darker, and we have to shine brighter. And we're talking today about Glory Warfare, your,
yes,
book, Rebecca. And Chuck Pierce did,
yes.
which is so awesome. And Chuck's going to be with us on our next show after you're taping with you these few days. And then Chuck Pierce will be with us. And we love Chuck. And I know he's very close with you as
yes.
well, right?
Yes,
has
yes.
he been like a spiritual father to you?
In many ways,
taught
yes.
you a lot?
Yes, in many ways he has been. We have known each other for years as well.
Yes.
And, you know, all our spiritual sons and daughters of Peter and Doris Wagner.
Oh. Yes, and Doris Wagner did an endorsement.
Yes.
I read that is so beautiful. And if I may just read this part right
sure.
here, what she wrote as an endorsement to your book, Rebecca. Here is a book straight from the front lines of what my late husband, C. Peter Wagner, called strategic level warfare. Mm. If God calls you to this type of ministry, nothing is more satisfying. And as Cindy Jacobs says, the newspaper is your report card. God will honor the effort and the territories will be changed.
Yes.
With the knowledge we have now, we can push back the enemy with Amen. Great power
Amen.
And help open an atmosphere conductive for the spreading of the gospel in many needed places on this mm. globe. And she goes on, but to think that you have Doris Wagner and Peter's with the Lord now. That's
yes.
pretty amazing.
The yes. name of your book is Glory Warfare. That yes. means we have warfare, but we can have glory in it.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and people don't think glory and warfare go together.
No, I like that.
But yes. I love it. And this
because I'm in warfare all the time, so I like glory warfare.
You like glory warfare, yeah. right? Yeah. And so, and this is why it's so important, because I think a lot of intercessors and a lot of believers, mm-hmm. we wear ourselves out by fighting battles
totally.
That the Lord might not have even assigned us. Mondo, what might be your assignment might
yeah.
not
yeah.
be my assignment.
I get it. Yes.
And with this word glory, even from this scripture, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord mm-hmm. has risen upon you. And I know you know what these words mean, but that glory, it means splendor.
Yeah.
It means honor. It means wealth, not just physical wealth, but wealth in our mind,
yes.
our emotions, our physical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It means a glorious presence. And when I tell people, when we encounter Jesus
mm-hmm.
and the Holy Spirit and these attributes of him,
yes.
not only are we encountering them, but they're being woken. They're awakened
yes.
in us
True.
When we have these encounters. And so there's this glorious presence. There's this manifestation of power.
Thank mm-hmm. God.
And then it says we get a reward in our inner person while we're transformed
yes.
from glory to glory.
Glory.
And I love this part of the definition because we know many times Hebrew words will be like full circle.
Right.
It's not linear.
Right.
It like means like a journey
mm-hmm.
or a process, right?
Mm-hmm.
So from that place where we have that presence, we have that impartation of power, we get that reward in our inner person. It then says, this Hebrew word, kabod, we rise up and we become men and women, sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, rulers of high
yes.
rank, and ones who govern with him in spiritual warfare.
Think about Amen. That right there.
Amen.
You know what I love, too? You know, I just have to throw this out there real quick, too. With, in the introduction, okay, this was Chuck said this, and I just love this because I just had it happen just recently in a small place, and someday I'll share it with you, but he writes here, when we are at the right place, at the right time, the Lord, pro-horizons us or extends our horizon line so that we can see further than we ever before. We are not a people limited to finite space that we are in. We are a people filled with vision.
Yeah.
We can sense his presence, feel his presence, mm-hmm. and see his presence, and move in his
Amen.
Presence.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I so love how Chuck says that, because this is the beauty of glory warfare,
mm-hmm.
because we are anointed beyond the veil
we really
in his presence. And, you know, and just to give you even a newer example
mm-hmm.
of this, you know, we were gathering in the basement of our home last year for about 3 days. We turned our cell phones off and we worshiped the Lord and we came into this place of glorifying Him. And there's a place when we want to enter into His presence of surrender.
Yeah.
And people think that's a negative thing, but that's where we cease resistance, where we yield and we say, more of You and less of me. And anything that entangles us from His presence, we get rid of that in our lives and we say, Lord, put Your finger on this. And and Lord, we want more of You. And then we were on the second day when we came together, we began to worship Him and glorify Him, and that Shekinah weighty glory fell in the basement. We should have captured a picture. There was a glory cloud surrounding our ranch.
That's amazing.
And when we were in this place, all of a sudden we had this encounter. And I saw Jesus in this vision, and there were eight of us, and three of us had this encounter at the same exact time. And that's what's so beautiful when you're in that glory. Many of you can enter into the same experience at the same time in that place of unity where there's no selfishness. And I walked over and I saw Jesus. There was this table and there was this map, and He was looking over the map of the nations of the world. And He said, do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? And I said, Jesus, you know, and I said, yes, Lord, ask me again. And then He did, and all of a sudden I could see glory hovering over nations. And He said, do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? So we were seeing that glory hovering over nations for the awakening. But then also He took us into Holy Spirit espionage. Because then He said, ask me what you want. And we said, we want this revival. We want this awakening. But Lord, show us the schemes of the enemy that would hold back the harvest and revival and awakening. And He took us in a vision, and He began to show it to us. And this is the beauty about glory anointed warfare. We're seeing what He wants us to see. We're hearing what He wants us to hear. We're anointed for the assignments that He gives us. And the enemy is terrified of the sound of people who have been in His presence and who carry the sound of the glory for the assignments that the Lord has given us.
Will your book help people to move into that where they can see and sense the glory of God?
Yes.
That's important.
It's important.
What happens to a nation when the wrong leaders are in place?
Becca, you're so cute the way.
We're seeing it.
When
unrighteous leaders are in place, they, you know, praise God for what has happened with Roe versus Wade with the Supreme Court.
That's a miracle.
And praise God. But when we have unrighteous leaders, they bring laws into a land that do not honor the Lord. They if they are driven by power and greed and the demonic, then that becomes an open door over that nation for what they're being influenced by and what they're allowing in for that perversion, for that unrighteousness, for that lawlessness to begin to come in, for Antichrist belief and practices to be able to come in. Now, as the church, we can still be on fire and awakened and function as we need to function. But the truth is, when unrighteous leaders are positioned and what they put in place over a nation opens up a door for the enemy to have access to people within that nation, especially those who do not know the Lord, to embrace and to come under the demonic influence of what they're welcoming in. And so, you know, there can be defilement that comes on the land. There can be, you know, there can be principalities and powers that are empowered over a nation. This is why Roe versus Wade overturning that death was broken over our nation and the next generation.
Over the nation.
This is why so many of us have been praying that that law get changed and that it get overturned and that it does sweep across at a state level in our nation. Because when there's that killing of the unborn and that shedding of the blood, that becomes an open door of death over a nation.
That's
and so this is why we want to have righteous leaders. I know some people are like, it doesn't matter who's in position, but if you have a righteous leader positioned and that understands the truth of the Lord, how much can that empower a nation? We've seen this with, in cities and regions when laws have been changed. We've seen this with First Nations people groups when we've had righteous governance put in place and a move of God begin to break across First Nations people. So I'm very passionate about this, you know, that we want to see God's righteous ones positioned in order that we can see the fullness of what he's wanting to release in destiny in nations.
Amen.
That's it.
In your book, the reader, you asked this question, are we willing to live a lifestyle of forgiveness? Tell us how living in unforgiveness, and that's one of my big subjects, by the way, keeps us from God's love and his presence and his glory.
You know, if we harbor unforgiveness, it becomes like a barrier. It blocks us from
his
presence.
It's so hard.
It's
so hard to forgive. It should be so easy.
It should be so easy to forgive. You know, I tell people we're supposed to live a lifestyle of forgiveness.
Yes,
sometimes that's easier said than done, that we have to choose to forgive even before we're offended. But when I was even writing this book, I began, the Holy Spirit told me to turn about in the Garden of Gethsemane. And here's Jesus and the disciples, and they're in the Garden of Gethsemane, and we know what happens. They come to arrest Jesus, and we have to love Peter, right? He's so radical. He's so radical. He makes me feel good in my humanness sometimes,
right?
And so we know that he drew that sword, and he cut the ear off, of that Roman soldier, and Jesus said, stop. And he picked up that ear and he healed that man. And when I was reading that, Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, do you see, Becca, that Jesus stopped Peter and he healed the man so that he could play his part in his persecution, that the fullness of redemption could come.
Wow.
And he's, and as I was reading that, I'm like, Lord, cause me, you know, to walk this lifestyle of forgiveness. If we aren't walking in forgiveness, then it becomes that barrier and that wall where we're not able to experience his presence.
That's
able to enter into his glory. And we can't tear down in warfare what we ourselves are holding up. And so if we are not going to walk in forgiveness and choose to forgive and let those go, Peter Wagner, it was this, for me, this, you know, it really empowered me. It was a situation that happened with he and Cindy and I. And he was sick and we had him at the doctor. We were actually at the hospital. And I had just been on Cindy's show. We weren't talking about anything controversial. We were just talking about, how did you know you were a prophet? And this was a time when the media was really coming against her. and, and so I happened to be on her show at that time. So they wanted to come against me. So I started getting all these emails, these threats coming to me, you know, you know, we're going to find you. We're going to kill you. I'm talking some serious threats. And so we're in the hospital room with Peter. And I said, Cindy, and I told her what was happening. She goes, I know it can be really difficult. And all of a sudden, Peter Wagner, he set up. And he said, darling, that's what he called me. Are you getting persecuted like that? And I said, yes, I am. And he smiled this big smile. And he said, praise God. This is the best news I've heard all year. Welcome to promotion, darling. And, you know, and Cindy and I looked at us and smiled and said, perspective.
That's it.
You know, when it's hard to forgive at times, but when we choose to
forgive. Don't you want everybody to love you?
I want everyone to love me, but they don't.
No, they don't, me either. And I'm this person who really, I really want everybody to love me.
I love for people to love me.
And so when they do the things like they do to you,
we love people.
There's people out there that really want me dead. I know that. I mean, they worked hard to kill me.
Right.
So I have to, Really, I'm supposed to say hallelujah, right?
Hallelujah.
Rejoice.
Peter said, hallelujah, welcome to promotion.
Welcome to promotion.
Bless those who persecute you.
That's good.
Let it form the character of Christ in you, and choose to forgive. Wow. I'll never forget the first time that somebody accused me of having a Jezebel spirit.
Oh, boy.
And that one hurt because that was a believer, right?
Sure.
And I went into my prayer closet. And the Lord said, you must forgive. I said, I don't want to. It's many years ago. Let's get really real. This really hurts.
Yeah.
And he said, choose to forgive. And I said, Lord, I choose to forgive in agreement with your word and the price you paid on the cross.
Yeah.
And just as you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes.
I choose to forgive.
Oh.
And then he said, now ask me to love them with my heart.
Yes.
And I said, I don't want to do that. And he said, Becca, do it. So I did. I said, Jesus, help me love them with your heart. Mm. And all of a sudden, this love was awakened in my heart for these people. And then he said about a week later, send them, find out their favorite things and send them anonymous gifts.
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh, I don't want to do that. And he said, but do it. And I did.
Yes.
And what I realized, he was doing the work in me to understand what it means to truly forgive.
Oh, my.
I wasn't even looking for someone to come back and say, please forgive me.
Right.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I repent. But a year later, they came to me and said, I'm so sorry for what we've done. Can you, you know, please forgive us? And I smiled and I said, I already have a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to understand how to walk this life of forgiveness. Is it easy? And I'm being real in that situation.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I don't want to do this.
It's so necessary.
It's necessary.
It's like your heart's been cut out with a knife, and it's laying there, and you have to forgive that person.
You have to forgive.
And he says, if we don't forgive, we will not be forgiven. So, I want to go to heaven.
That's right.
That's
I don't understand all these Christian people who hate each other because you're not going to heaven. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. Everybody, if you want help about going to heaven, you need to get this book, Glory Warfare. It'll help set you free.
Yeah.
And it's just $20 and includes shipping and handling.
That's right.
And you can get three of them.
Right.
For $55.
A $55 love gift to the ministry. And
for
remember,
$55?
These, yes, they include shipping and handling as well. That's our friends and family offer right there. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's do that today.
Yes.
And
everybody,
she's going to be back with us tomorrow, so we're going to finish part two.
I know we barely got through that much,
so
right?
I know, but it's so good. So good.
We got a lot more to do tomorrow.
Yes.
And amen. So our time's almost gone. We are in a desperate need of finances to stay on the air. I need your monthly giving. Yeah. And when you give that monthly, you remember, you can give $1 a day, I should say, which is $30 a month, or you can give $50 a month.
And, right.
And what is that called?
Yes, that's our PTL club. They can join for up to PTL club for up to $30 a month. We also have our Jubilee as well, which is the $50 a month to the ministry. And then we have our President's Club. And so you will receive complete access to our archives that are there and we just launched this. This is brand new to the ministry. We took what God had given us. One day we were creating this and the Lord just opened my eyes and said, "Open your eyes and see what I've given." The ministry, the teaching, all the prophetic words that have been spoken from this platform, and make it available, allow it to encourage those. As we enter into these times, we need to uplift each other and encourage each other and focus on the things of the Lord. So you can see it right there on the screen. It was launched during our 4th of July, our anniversary, 61 years in ministry. So that was during our launching as well.
And also, let me just remind you that we were just talking about Roe being overturned. And in the state of Missouri, I don't know if you knew this or not, Becca, but the state of Missouri, there is no more abortion.
Yes.
And that's where we are right now. We are thrilled.
I got to say this. I got to say this because I was supposed to say it earlier. Nations that murder babies are going to have judgment on them. And I am so thankful to live in a state that says we're no longer going to murder babies.
Amen.
So I just want to throw
well,
that
and
in.
The reason I say that is because we do have Lori's House. We have a place for people to come, and for unwed mothers to come, and even bring some of their children if they have children. I mean, we have a very unique situation here, but we need help operating expenses on a daily basis. And we've made this bundle available.
And this would be a great Christmas bundle because people could give all three of those books.
Yes,
the Bible.
Which is the most amazing, the Restoration PTL Bible that we created, and I know you'll love it. I love it. I read it
pictures
here every day.
Pictures of Lori's house is in there, and great pictures.
Also, my book, More Than You Can Ever Ask, and it's just it's a story of healing, what Jesus does, what Holy Spirit does, what God does in one's life, and also the name book with over 10,000 names and their spiritual meanings, and the little toggle bracelet and all of that for just $55.
Yeah,
so
that's
that
great.
Helps. Yes. And that goes to Lori's house in the ministry.
Yeah.
We also have the $100 special of the special prophet books.
The Voice of the Prophets Voice of the, End Time Warnings Bundle. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And here's videos in here.
Yes. Like,
here's video.
This is Carl Gallup.
From Carl
the final
Gallup.
Warning.
Here's End Time Prophecy video.
Irvin Baxter.
Here is
LA.
UFO Disclosures.
Yeah.
All of this for $100 together. You get the great amount of books.
Yeah. Yes. Progressive Evil by Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis. That book is included. We also have Dark Covenant by Allie Anderson and Donna Howell, who are Tom Horn's daughters, and they wrote an amazing book about the days that we're living in. Your book, Dad, You Can Make It.
Right.
Your brand new book, You
I'm
Can Make
I'm trying to
it.
Show them all.
Now,
that's
now,
a deal.
Are they subject to change?
Yes,
right?
They are subject to change. So what we're doing is as we go through the warehouse, we're sending you, but these are the voice of the prophets. These are the individuals who have come to teach us and to share with us what is God saying, what is God doing in the days that we're living in. So you can order this whole bundle, 11 books or DVDs, for a donation of $100 to the ministry. That also includes shipping and handling. You can order any products that you have seen during our broadcast. Remember, I want to encourage you, go to the website, jimbakershow.com. There's so many ways that you can partner with us. There's so many gifts that you could take advantage of during this time. Our sale is happening, so go and check out what we have available at jimbakershow.com. Remember to also call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Our operators are standing by to help you. And before we leave, Dad, one more gift because it's absolutely amazing. We love it. It's our canvas, the Prayer Mountain Chapel on canvas. It's on premium canvas.
So beautiful.
This is one of our absolute favorite items that was created when we built the Prayer Mountain Chapel here at Morningside. So this is the fall canvas available, and that's just for a $25 love gift.
Who painted
to the
that?
Ministry.
That's a Thomas Kincaid, the painter of light, and it's absolutely beautiful. And it also has a certificate of authenticity attached to it as well.
That's
and
right.
For a donation of $25 to the ministry, we can send that straight away.
Yes, absolutely.
It has the seal. His seal.
Yes, that's right.
Amazing.
On the back of it.
And remember to order Rebecca Greenwood's new book,
our brand
Forward by Chuck Pierce, Introduction by Cindy Jacobs, but most importantly, Glory Warfare, How the Presence of God Empowers You to Destroy the Works of Darkness. And we need that more now than ever before.
Yeah. Order her book now. And Rebecca, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you for
Thank
being
you
here.
Thank you for having me. God bless.
God loves you. He really does.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
Thank you.